This is Kevin and Charlie with CommercialLEDLights.com welcoming you to our ninth episode of our LED lighting podcast. Today, we're joined by our lead engineer, Peter, to discuss an essential yet often overlooked aspect of commercial lighting, commercial light poles. These are also commonly referred to as utility poles or parking poles or simply light poles. We'll be diving into everything you need to know about light poles for commercial, industrial, and sports applications. This includes steel poles, wood poles, fiberglass poles, and more, with a focus on their design, installation, and unique uses and applications such as parking lot lighting, streets and roadways, and outdoor stadium lighting for sports projects. All right, so to start us off here today, let's just do a general overview. Tell us a little bit about what are commercial light poles and describe our general process for selecting the right light pole based on a project need.
Sure. When we're getting an inquiry about certain projects, oftentimes they require poles. And like Kevin, like you're saying, we carry a variety of them. And that could mean anything from street lighting, parking lot lighting, stadium lighting. I know Peter's going to dive in more to the specifics here shortly. But we have a variety of questions we will ask the customer. And that will then steer us in the right direction of, are they looking for maybe a square pole or a round pole that would better fit their application of a steel, and that would be of the steel variety, or would this be the proper application for a wood utility pole?
Okay, and on that note, let's talk about steel poles. What are the advantages and common applications when we're talking about good old steel?
Well, steel poles, in doing lighting design, the first thing you think that you need to know is if there's any ordinances limiting the height of the pole. Higher the pole, really, the better, because that gives you a uniformity factor. And then you have to consider how many lights are going to be on the pole, and that will dictate whether or not you use a 4-inch square pole or a 5-inch. And also with the gauges, use a thicker gauge or a smaller gauge. That depends on the loading. And then even the location, we get a lot of requests as to are these poles hurricane resistant? And pole manufacturers do issue a table with the wind loading ability of a pole against average winds with a gust factor. So, for example, one of the manufacturers we have has a table that has the loading, meaning the weight that the pole can carry up to facing 180 mile an hour winds. So that's another thing to consider. So let's say if you're specifying a parking lot in Florida, then you're going to be aware of the wind loading.
Yeah. We recently did have a customer come in who wanted hurricane rated poles that can survive coastal conditions too. And I remember we used a special foam like a spray, and it was salt rated on the steel poles, and they were hurricane resistant for these conditions. So these are options we do carry at the store, and I'm glad that you brought that up, Peter. One of the other main types of poles are wood poles. Now, they're not going to be applicable to every area that steel poles are per se, but Charlie, could you tell us a little bit about wood poles and when they can be used?
Sure, yeah. Wood poles are often described as utility poles as well. We're all familiar with them driving up and down the street. You see the wires and so on. However, in the lighting business that we're in, there's an application for wood poles as well. Wood poles have a couple advantages to them. One is price. They're often less than steel poles, and these wood poles can get up to 130, 140 feet, so they are very tall. So if you need something up very high, that would be the wood pole is often a good application or a good option. And oftentimes, where would you need those? Kind of think your stadiums and middle schools, even high schools and so on. You can get a very tall pole that's very durable, that can hold a lot of weight, and you can do definitely select the wood pole. They're also less expensive to install as well. So it's often a good option.
And that's big for smaller schools that are on a tight budget. Not everyone can afford getting these huge steel poles to erect these giant stadium lights. The wood poles are really a cost-efficient option. Might not be as strong and sturdy as steel for certain applications.
Exactly. And just to talk a little bit how these poles are mounted, there's anchor, and then there's direct burial. A utility pole is going to be a direct burial. I mean, you literally dig a hole and put it in the ground. And there are specs on how much of the pole needs to be buried, which is on our site, and folks here can answer those questions. So it's something that you definitely want to keep in mind. Whereas if you're doing a steel pole, it's a little more complicated in the sense that you have to dig a hole, put in a form, a cylinder form, run your conduit into the cylinder form, pour the concrete, and then put in your anchor bolts into the concrete, and then the concrete dries around those anchor bolts, and then it has to cure. That can take 3, 5, 6 days, and then you put the pole on those anchor bolts and bolt it down. So it's expensive, it's time consuming, going that route. So that's where some of these wood poles with the direct burial can be very effective.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks for describing that. And now, Peter, when it comes to pole placement and photometrics, do you want to talk a little bit about photometrics?
Yeah, sure, certainly, Kevin.
Since you're our lighting designer here.
So you can have really two types of projects. One where you have a new parking lot where the poles are not installed, so you have the freedom of placing the lights in the best positions to give you the, let's say, the most comprehensive lighting with the fewest amount of poles. So really the pole placement is dictated by the lights and the lighting that you have, and whether or not, or is another thing, is that the lights got to meet, if there's any ordinances, again, lighting requirements. Like, for example, the city of Ann Arbor had a ordinance that dictated as to what the average can be for a parking lot, what the maximum can be, and also what the uniformity factor is. So that all dictates kind of the positioning of the poles, because you locate the lights, and then obviously where the lights are, then you position the poles. And then there's other projects of an existing facility, parking lot, where there's poles there already, and what they want to do is they want to upgrade from your traditional technology, the metal halides, to LED. So then what you have to do is pick the lights that give you the best illumination based on where the poles are. So, and you have to make sure that the lights can be mounted on the poles, whether they get slip fitters or square pole mounts or round pole mounts. That's another factor that's sometimes overlooked, as to how the lights are mounted on the poles. And that's as important as everything else.
There's a lot of factors. Pole selection is a lot more complex than it sounds. That's why it's really important for electrical contractors and facility managers to hire someone who specializes in this, so they can just do the layout for them, choose the right type of poles, make sure they're compatible with the right type of fixtures, with the right coatings, if it's a specialized condition. So it's really changed the way that people are ordering lights nowadays. Now you can order utility poles online, where back in the day you had to go rely on a local supply house, and that's what we're trying to do here with commercial LED. Thank you very much, Peter, for your input, and Charlie. And until next time, have a great day.